You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. So I want to say, so here you are, you know, in this inner city, drive-by shootings are taking place. You're sitting on massive felony drugs, you know, in this place, and you find out afterwards, and the feds come in and arrest your that first church gathering there.
Yeah.
My first church gathering, everybody got arrested. No.
Yeah.
But then when all these young people are getting saved, because the devil's always after the young people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's after all, but he tries to get people when they're young and to bring them in these gangs led by principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness.
So. Yeah.
You know, Ephesians 6:12. So they're actually ruling in these regions and these cities, and they do that through people.
That's right.
So when you started winning people to Jesus, you're bringing them out of the control of Lucifer and the principalities and the gang leaders unto the new leader, which is Jesus Christ. So they were losing their
gripping on the community. Yeah.
So, and they knew that.
Especially the OGs, they're called old gangsters. They're the guys who have done time. You know, I'm more concerned about the junior high age in these neighborhoods than I am about the adults, because they use the junior high age group because they still have something to prove, and they still are trying to put some stripes on them.
Right.
So they use them to kind of peddle their drugs and even influence, and even they use them to murder, because the sentences on a juvenile is much lighter than it is on an adult.
You're talking about 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade.
That's right.
That's young.
Yeah, I've done funerals for young men that were in that age group. You know, one young man was responding at the altar call, and you know, he gave his heart publicly to Jesus. He even removed his flag and he put it down on the ground in front of the community. And some time went by, just a few days, and the gang actually went into the house and shot this young man in his family home. And that was a very hard funeral that I actually was to officiate. And it was at that funeral I preached the gospel with everything that I've got. And we had a lot of guys in the community that were just really unhappy about it. And one guy pulled out a gun one time and said, you know, we don't want you guys in this neighborhood, and we're serious about it. And in that moment, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I looked at this guy and said, get that gun out of your hand or God will strike you dead. Like, this is not a gang community. This is the church's community. And we've taken this community over. Yeah. It doesn't belong to the Bloods. It doesn't belong to the Crips.
Wow.
It doesn't belong to the GDs.
Right.
Our urban communities don't belong to any gang.
Right.
And Jesus' gang, if you could call it that, has all authority in heaven and on earth within her. I mean, within the Bride of Christ, we carry more authority than any gang member could ever. And when you stare down, the enemy, when you stare down even the possessed,
he's like pointing this gun at you, get out of here.
Yeah, when you stare it down, mm-hmm. and you look at him right in the eyes, and the Holy Spirit gives you unction and boldness, they quiver. Mm. They quiver every single time. They don't know how to take a white guy in their community telling them what they need to be doing when it comes to the gospel. They just don't know, because white guys don't go there. And typically white guys are judgmental, harsh, looking down on them.
So these weren't white guys in the gangs?
No. Okay. These are, so, you know, they don't know how to take that. But when they know that you care for them, you care for them. When someone knows that you care for them, they care about what you have to say.
Right.
You know, they know you love them.
Yeah.
They know you're not just being judgmental and harsh. They know you've got their best interest
at heart.
You're
bringing the love of God.
You're bringing the love of God, but sometimes you got to stare them down.
Right.
And you got to look at them square in the eyes, and you can't move.
Right.
You got to be filled with confidence and boldness to believe what we have. And this guy, he turned around and he walked away. He walked away, and then sometime later,
he put the gun up.
He put the gun up, and sometime later, he actually hung himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he was like the big leader.
He was,
Okay, wow.
It was a very, very hard time, but it also showed that, it also showed the community, don't play around with God.
Right.
Don't fear a man that not only has the power to take your life, but fear God, who not only has the power to take your life, but also throw you into hell.
Yeah.
You know, God needs to be feared more than anyone else. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And what that means is we need to take our God seriously.
Right.
God will be taken seriously. In a generation where they mock his name in Hollywood, They use his name in vain. You never hear them go, for Allah's sake or for Buddha's sake. Or they never mock anyone else's God, but they do mock ours.
Yes.
And our God will only be mocked for a certain length of time. Scripture says, don't trample on the blood of Jesus. Scripture says, don't take the grace of God in vain. When they mocked Elijah because of his bald-headedness.
Right.
And we've got a lot mocking the church right now. We got Ned Flanders representing us, and that's no representation of us. But they are mocking us on The Simpsons.
Right.
They're mocking us every way they can. They make us so base and silly and foolish. But when God turns up, he will not be mocked. Our God will not be mocked, and he will be feared, and he will be respected. Willingly or unwillingly, every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah.
And we have that authority inside of us, a boldness in us to take over an entire community and say, this is now taken back for the Church of Jesus Christ, and we will not be moved. Come hell or high water, we will not be moved. And we want to go to Chicago, we want to go to Camden, New Jersey, we want to go to St. Louis and to Ferguson and to Baltimore and to where it's needed and to stand in the middle of it all and say, there will be representation for Jesus Christ in this generation.
Yeah.
There will be representation for the authority of Scripture. This is for the young people that are listening on.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a believer in Jesus, you receive more power than any Marvel comic you could ever read.
Oh, yeah.
Or you receive more power than anything you could watch in the movie theater of whatever superhero you're into. The Holy Spirit is in us. This is real. Harry Potter stuff is real for them.
Right.
And the demonic is a real world. And people don't play around with that stuff. It's real.
Right.
You put your hand into that world, it will bite you.
Dark real,
It's real, it's dark real. There's a spiritual wickedness right now covering the earth.
Yeah.
And it's after our faith.
Darkness.
Because when we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that wickedness must flee.
Right.
When we submit to God, we can resist the devil, and the devil must flee. So we got to stand in the authority that we've been given and take back what the enemy has taken from our streets.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.